Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening. With Snooki and Joey.
Kuragumin.
Good evening. Good happy Friday.
You look cozy.
Oh my God, look at my outfit. It's all...
Are you cozy?
This is my... I got from TikTok shop. And if you buy it from me at the TikTok shop, I get $3. So go to...
is it
TikTok.
Like a Snuggie?
No, it's a hoodie and sweatpants. It's a company called Comfort. This is like... I don't know how much it was. I think the top was like $30, $40. The bottom was $27. But there's the coziest thing ever. And they have all Realtree. I haven't taken it off. I have my air conditioning down to 60. And I just been...
Oh, you look so cozy.
You have to get one. They have ones for kids. They have ones for dogs. Comfort. Go to my TikTok and click on it. And I get $3 from you.
Very nice.
Well, you look cozy as well. You're wearing your earth tones with your Jellystone shirt.
Yeah. Happy Friday. I just did my walk with Rocky around the block. But it's 80 degrees today. Like, what are we doing?
It's 86 degrees. And that's why I'm not going to get myself upset.
Did you go outside today, though, or are you just going to stay in your 60-degree room?
Well, we went out for the morning walk for him, but then it was getting warm. We had to walk on the other side of the street because there was sun. If there's sun on the side of the street, like normally people are like, oh, I'm going to go on this thing. I go to the other side in the shade.
Yeah, like vampires.
Yeah. I remember growing up, like it's September. Like we went to school, like it's the first week of September back in the day. And I remember like every morning it'd be so fucking freezing. You can see your breath in September, like in the beginning of the school year. Now it's like fucking 90 degrees out. It's because of global warming. If you have to stop using plastic straws, otherwise it's just going to keep getting hotter here and we're going to all burn to death.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, but I don't like it.
By the time sissies, like a mother or grandmother, you're not even gonna be able to live outside anymore. I think in like 25 years, 30 years, you're not gonna be able to live outside. I'll be long gone.
Why? Because it's too hot?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like there's gonna be like flame. The earth is just gonna burst into flames. Like it's gonna be fire bursting out everywhere, flash fires everywhere because it's so fucking hot.
Then we're gonna have to move to another planet. So they're gonna take everyone.
That's what Elon Musk is working for. That's
and we're gonna go to another planet. They said we used to live on Mars. And Mars, that's what happened to Mars. It got too hot and it was just gross. So now that's why it's like all red there, because that's what happened. And then we all moved to Earth.
Well, we got to find a new house, girl, because it's fucking, it's equator hot here at all times. And I'm not about it. Like, if it came winter, like, I don't know where it is, but like, I'm thinking like that next summer, I need to find somewhere to go. That I can
that's
move
cold.
For 3 months. Like, where is a cold place that's year-round? Is it the North Pole? Is it always cold there?
Yeah, but summer, you're always, like, in the pool and, like, doing things.
I don't have a pool. I have this
You're
hot
always
ass-
in the pool in the summer.
Well, I have this hot ass...
And you go to parties with your influencer friends.
Yeah, I'm over it. I want to move into an igloo.
Oh, thank God.
So, if you find an igloo rental,
thank
let me know.
Jesus.
But, yeah, I just can't deal with this anymore. It's like, I redid my fall decor.
Oh my God, yeah. When you sent me that, I'm like, what? I don't know what you're showing me.
I went to Home Goods. And this is another thing I want to tell you. Home Goods and TJ Maxx, I've been going to, and I've been buying up all the blankets because I just want to be warm and cozy.
They're the coziest blankies there.
The best. And I got three of them. I got this basket. If you need a basket, bitch, go to Marshall's or Home Goods or Trader Joe's.
Burlington has great stuff too, by the way.
Yeah, if you have to have a good one though.
You know my leopard throw that I got for my bed? That's so cozy. It makes my bed just everything.
Oh, that's my Lola blanket. That's in there.
I got that at Burlington. Oh, you got your Lola blanket?
Yeah, so that's the Lola blanket. Use code, I have to find out what it is. But yeah, Lola blanket's in there. And I've been going nuts in there. You know who else is the blanket for? My favorite new designer is at TJ Maxx Marshalls.
Who?
Rachel Zoe. She has the best shit. She has the, you know Rachel Zoe. The
Yeah, but she's been in Marshalls for years.
I didn't.
What
I just
stuff
started coming.
Are you getting?
Home stuff, blankets. I got kitchen towels. I got a fucking like all this shit she has. She has all this shit.
Yeah, she's been there since forever.
I had no idea. And I just met her at a party the other night, and I totally forgot to tell her about it. She was there.
So I would boycott her stuff back in the day because she did an interview once, and she was like, "What celebrity would you not dress?" or something. And she was like, "Snooki, I would never touch that."
Well, we wouldn't let you dress us.
Yeah, so then ever since then, I stopped buying all of her shit.
I didn't know that. You should.
I'm like, whatever, bitch.
Do you want me to burn my blanket? I can't.
Yeah,
really
burn
nice.
It. No, I do like her stuff, but she was mean to me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to this man. I saw her at a nylon. We went to a Fashion Week party, Bay and I, the other night. We dressed 50s. It was so cute. And she was there, and I walked up to her. I said, "You are so major." I was fucked up. And she was, but I was like so excited for this new resurfacing of your life and your career. She's a new housewife on Beverly Hills Housewives. So I talked about that, but I'm so stupid. Like, I'm sure everyone goes up and talks to her about that. No one's going up talking about her throw towels in the, you know.
Yeah, probably not.
So I was so pissed. Cause that's what I really wanted to tell her, but then like
you should have said that.
I forgot because I was drunk, and then you know. How it goes working the circuit at a fashion week a big fashion week party.
Wait, so everyone was asking me about your hard launch, and I'm like, he posted Billy before, but that was like, I feel like that was like your first like real post with him.
I guess so. I don't know.
Like, were you planning that? Like, what was that?
We're just doing getting ready. It's like we're just getting ready with me. Like, we had cute outfits on. I styled.
Yeah,
us.
But do you know how iconic that was? Like, no one like ever saw. Like Billy's personality and like him moving and talking. Like that was like, that was a big deal for the Crusaders. I got so many DMs.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't really think about it that much.
That was like your hard launch, kind of.
I guess so. Well, that's nice. He's
everyone loved it.
He's the best. He is the best.
I can't.
So we dressed 50.
Joey had to clean up his living room a little bit because.
I know.
They just have fun in there all the time.
Yeah, we were drinking and having partying and stuff and throwing outfits around. We were trying on outfits and doing little fashion shows.
You're like girls, teenage girls. Are you tired of waking up hungover and worrying about what happened last night? Now you can have fun and relax without any of the regrets with Willie's THC-infused social tonic. So it's a low-calorie, low-sugar alcohol alternative that actually works, delivering a fast-acting, euphoric, and social buzz without the regrets that come with alcohol. So Willie's Social Tonics come in 5 mg and 10 mg doses and taste delicious with tropical citrus flavor that you can enjoy as a shot, sipped over ice, or mixed into your favorite mocktail.
It's the best. Now, this is not – Nicole and I were just talking about this. Like, she's, like, afraid it's going to be, like, the experience she had with THC back in the 90s when we were thriving. This is not the feared edible that you ate too much of in college. Each bottle of Willie's is third-party tested, lab-tested, for accurate dosage so you can trust and customize your experience. Willie's unique blend of THC, CBD, and CBG, and L-theanine delivers a feeling of calm, clarity, euphoria, and relaxation. Ladies, I would not steer you wrong. This is – my favorite, because you know, alcohol has so much calories. I've been talking about this for years. This is a low calorie, low sugar option. And you just have, you know, you can dose it yourself. If you have the 5 mg one, you can use a little of that. If you, you know, you want stuff with the Bingo, you do the 10 milligrams and you just, you'll know your dosage right away. It is so refreshing to have something so like, you know, clean and natural. I love it. One shot of Willie's helps you relax, unwind, and de-stress. Perfect for taking the edge off after a long day of socializing with friends. Willie's offers a kind of feeling that makes good company even better.
So Willie's sold out 3 times in the first 6 months with over 50,000 happy customers, and they just restocked. Willie's ships directly to your doorstep in 40-plus states. Order now at drinkwillies.com and use code Snooki for 20% off your first order and free shipping on orders over $95. And enjoy life in a high country.
Yeah, so we just 50s. The new style is, everyone, I wanted to be like, I was trying to explain it last week, and I probably came off like I was having a stroke. The style is like collegiate Ralph Lauren, like college town, like Boston or like Massachusetts or Maine, or like very preppy college town from the 90s. So it's going to be like Gap jeans, like baggy, just like jeans and like these like fancy loafers and like,
yes,
blazers with gold buttons and flannels. And
90s is in, bitch.
It's so in. So it's, I'm going to be like 90s college guy, like rich, going to like Harvard, like, okay, like a cool guy that like smokes pot but goes to Harvard. in the 90s. Like, that's like the cool vibe. It's like, you know, it's kind of like grungy, but it's also like preppy. It's like I'm trying to be like preppy, but I also smoke cigarettes behind the dumpster.
What's funny you say the baggy Gap jeans, because I just got baggy Gap jeans.
I did too. And I got them from eBay. I bought them from eBay.
Oh, you got the actual vintage ones.
Yeah, from the 90s.
No, so they came out with like new like baggy jeans with like a tie. So it's like jeans. They're jeans, but they're not like tight jeans, and they're loose, they're not stiff, and that's what I like. So I ended up buying a bunch, and that's what I've been wearing. The baggy fucking jeans.
I hope the girls bring back. My favorite 90s stuff for the girls obviously was that, like, you know, like the
butterfly clips.
The chunky sweaters, like in like the fall tones, like the burgundy and like mustard and
brown, my colors.
So full colors, yes. Like sweaters, and then those baggy jeans. But I also loved when they dressed like Wednesday Addams. Like, it's like the mini skirt or the short skirts with the knee socks, the white knee socks up to the knees, or the black knee socks.
Yeah, and the chunky black loafers. Heel.
Yeah, heel or loafers.
I've been trying. Yeah, the
Mary Janes,
platform
Mary Janes.
Loafers.
Yeah, and
I've
then
been
like choker
to find them
and a little
vest. I want. So I used to wear those every day in middle school, and everyone made fun of me because I wore them every single day because I was so short and everyone was growing and I hated my height. So even if I wore like sweatpants to middle school, I would still wear my heel loafers.
Yeah.
And everybody would make fun of me. But I was looking for them on Amazon. I can't find like the actual one. Like, there's replicas of it, but they're not like cute. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to find the one that I had, and it had like a buckle. It had a buckle on it.
Oh, yeah. Buckles are big.
I'm really trying to find my heels.
Jewelry, like peace sign jewelry and like Ankh jewelry. It's like that cross with the hook on top, the loop on top.
I literally have all of it in my closet.
Yeah. So I think I'm excited for this resurfacing of it. I just think it's so cute. Like, Clueless is coming back right now. They're doing a reboot of Clueless.
Yes. And isn't the mom in it?
Yes. Yeah, she's plays the mom.
The girl's going to be the mom?
Yeah, she's going to be the mom. Of, like,
what's
the new
your name
school.
Again?
Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, Silverstone, yeah.
She was iconic in the 90s. She was in the Aerosmith video. I mean, this is just my time. I'm coming back. I mean, I have to, like... But the thing is, like, about bringing styles back, it's like, you know, the kids, it's meant for the young people to do the style, like, the real way. Like, if the people that did it originally are dressing in their old clothes again, you're just going to look silly. Like, a 50-year-old man, like, dressing like a skater boy, it's going to be, like, fucking... It's going to be a mess. You know what I mean? So, like, no, like, you can take a nod to, like, I'm doing a little bit of a baggy jean and more like a grown up effect. But, like, you have to dress like, you know what I mean? Like, I have to dress like the adults would dress in the 90s instead of like how the kid was dressing in the 90s. Like, you know, if
do
I
you remember
out,
the catalogs?
Yes,
we would get the catalogs. Adelia's.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And then I would circle and be like, this is what I want for Christmas.
Do you remember right about now we would get the Sears? This is nostalgic. This is our nostalgic Nook episode.
I would get all the catalogs.
Remember the Sears catalog? And then your mom would give it to you, like, right. It would come around now. And then it was the holiday catalog would come around September. And you get to circle all the shit you wanted in the Sears catalog.
Stop. I miss Sears.
But yeah, so I'm feeling very nostalgic. I want to watch spooky movies. So I've been asking, do you have ChatGPT, Nicole? You never have to do anything again for your store, your life, your kids, or anything. It does everything for you.
Wait, so I don't know what it is.
Okay, get the app, download the app. Nicole,
and like, what do I do? And is it a robot? Is it going to take over my life?
No, Nicole.
Am I going to get AI psychosis? Like, I don't want any of that.
No. It's nothing like that at all. It's
literally
all.
Are you sure? Because it's happening to everyone.
No, well, I don't care what happens to me. What are they going to find out that I made a recipe card with the ChatGPT? It literally makes your life so much easier. It's all the annoying bullshit work that you don't want to do. It does for you. Like, you can just tell it to, like, make a spreadsheet. Like, say we're going on a girls' trip. Please plan me an itinerary for Boston, Massachusetts. We want to do wineries. We want to do this. We want to do that. And it types it up all for you. Like, it's okay. First day one, girls' trip here, and then if you want me to modify anything, it gives you the name of the places to go. It gives you the name of.
Wait.
The time
what do I download?
A ChatGPT app. Get it right now. Your mind is being fucking blown. Literally, it made me like.
I don't like robots.
If you want to do you're having a meeting for your store. This is what we want to discuss. We want to discuss, you know, the new program we're doing with this. We want to discuss the things that we're doing it. The new procedure we're doing this with. We want to discuss, and it makes you a whole like breakdown. And you can just say, we want make me handouts to give to my students about this, or make me a menu. Like, I was like, you know, I'm thinking about doing a coastal spring, a coastal menu. Type me up some ideas.
What would I use it for though?
anything you want. Like you can make graphics. You can use it for your store to like create Instagram posts, or like if you have to make a statement, or like for work or something. Or you need to like do.
Why,
like
if
a,
I get in trouble?
Like a resume or like a.
There's so many businesses getting in trouble.
But you can literally do anything on it. Like it's, and you can make images. Say you want to make a picture. Like, okay, please make me an Instagram post I can make on Instagram with my picture, this picture with us doing, you know, this, but add a blueberry on it. That's why I made his thing. I said, make me a birthday invitation with blueberries on it, Piccolo looking cute, and like whatever. And the bitch talks to you, like you can have a conversation with her on the phone, like, oh, I don't know what I'm thinking about that. She goes, yeah, that sounds good. Like, you want
to
hear
do
it?
Do you have to pay for it?
For the good one, yeah. I would pay the premium, but watch this. Hey, we're planning a girls' trip in Cape May, New Jersey. We want to do fun things like wineries and something cozy for fall, like going to pumpkin picking and go to dinners and stuff. What should we be doing in Cape May?
I do have a winery, by
the way. Absolutely. That sounds like a super fun girls' trip. Cape May is perfect for a cozy fall vibe. So a few must-do things. Definitely check out the local wineries like Willow Creek Winery or Cape May Winery. They have tastings and they're just beautiful in the fall. For pumpkin picking, you might want to head a little bit inland to one of the nearby farms. There are a few around the area that do fall activities and pumpkin patches. And for dinners, Cape May has some fantastic cozy restaurants. You might want to try the Ibbot Room for something a bit upscale and intimate, or the Mad Batter for a more laid back but still charming vibe. And definitely stroll around the Victorian houses and maybe grab a hot chocolate or mulled cider to really get into that fall spirit. It's going to be adorable and so much fun.
Amazing. Where could we
stay?
We want something like
I have a hotel.
Vintage or something kind of cozy with a fireplace and a little, maybe have a wine bar there too.
Absolutely. Let's go for those cozy vintage vibes. Cape May has some really charming B&Bs and inns that totally fit that aesthetic. One option is the Virginia Hotel. It's got that vintage, elegant feel, and they have a cozy fireplace in their lounge area, plus a cute little cocktail bar on site. Another lovely pick is the Southern Mansion, which is a restored Victorian mansion. Super charming and full of period details. They've got fireplaces and that warm, cozy ambience you're looking
for. Isn't this amazing?
So good.
But like that's just one thing. Like, you literally, she fixed my dryer the other day, and she told me like I created mustard gas in my house, and she like helped me with that. I put vinegar and bleach in my washing machine trying to clean something, and I almost died. Wiggles had to leave the house and put gas masks on. So like she does, you know, everything. She's like poison control. Like she does literally everything, and you can change the voice to whatever you want. But I just like that lady because she feels like fancy.
No, yeah, I like her accent.
Yeah, so you have to get ChatGPT, and she can make things for you. She can find reservations. She can find your. She can literally do anything.
So weird.
No, it's just, that's the way of the world. We have to go. We have to step. We have to accept it.
Robots.
It's not robot. What is artificial intelligence?
That's like a robot.
Well, good.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of Terminator. This is not good.
Okay, would you, so all the shit she just told me, do you know how long I would have to go and Google and like click on things and do all the shit?
But that's like the fun part, like research.
No, then you tell her to put, if you want the links and stuff, she's okay, just put that all down, write this all down for me in a spreadsheet so I can send it to my friends. And she sends you a PDF file of everything all written down with links.
I guess
and, like,
I'm old school.
No, but like she sends them links and whatever. She's writing our whole show, our whole live show.
My God.
She is.
She should be our guest.
She is. She doesn't have a name though. She's just there.
Well, speaking of our live show, when is it? In 2 weeks?
Almost sold out.
You guys, grab your tickets. It's at a place. It's at like a casino place. So you guys can travel there. And you can get rooms. So you can make it like a girls' night. You could fly into the airport. Joey said it's like 20 minutes away from the airport.
There's three airports around there.
I was looking at flights because I'm like, wait, Joey, how are we gonna get there? But then the flights there, it's like a 3-hour flight, but there's a stop and it's not that bad in a car. We just, me and Joey hate driving in a car.
We can't be in traffic for that long.
Oh, so I'm trying to
driving
find a sprinter.
In traffic.
I want like a Mercedes Sprinter, and inside it's like lounge seats and a TV so we can like lounge and get there.
No, we can't go in a regular car. We're going to die. And the train is fun, Nicole, but it's like, They have a bar there and they serve you drinks and they give you like food. It's like, you know, first class, but then they have like, but that's the one that goes to where we need to go.
It's long. I have to go to New York and then go there. It's just,
right.
It's the same amount of time and less in a car. So I'm going to try and find a sprinter for us.
Okay.
But yeah, the show is October 3rd
mm-hmm.
on a Friday.
Friday, October 3rd, 8 p.m. in the Aria Ballroom.
You girls can get your tickets. You can go out to dinner before and then come to the show. Pre-game before you see us, and then we have the show, and it's going to be so much fun.
We have so much fun. We do audience participation. Our friend is coming. Our friend Taylor Todd is coming from the candles. The candle right behind you, the Plum Island candles. So that's gonna be. She's gonna be giving us
so
candles
fun.
For prizes for all the contestant prizes, but winners they're gonna be going home with Plum Island candles and a special spooky scent.
Yummy.
So we do like audience participation. We drink and we just talk. I think I want to cry. Should I bring Wiggles?
Yeah, it's up to you.
And I'm trying to get my best friends to come. I'm trying to get my best friends from home, Jamie and Michelle, to come with us.
Oh, that would be fun.
If you want, and they can like, you know, they can watch us and like make sure that we're not doing anything bad.
Yeah.
You know, they can babysit. And then we got it. They gave us a lovely suite. I'm sure it's pretty fancy.
Yeah, so that will be in a couple weeks. It's our first show back.
Should we gamble our life away?
I mean, I'm sure we will be.
Wait, can we not go home until later on? Can we not go home until later on the next day? Because I want to go to the casinos and gamble and do like brunch drinks at, like on Saturday. And they go home
at
night.
Oh, like we always do?
Yeah, but then like call the car late. So like call it like at 6 o'clock so we can like just get in the car and go home and be home by like 9.
9?
On Saturday. You don't want us to drink and spend the day?
We'll see. I mean, that sounds nice, but we'll see. Yeah.
Ticketmaster.com. And as far as meet and greets go, I don't believe that we're doing a meet and greet. I mean, that was not none of fault of ours. They just never scheduled it.
Yeah, that's weird because we always do a meet and greet. So that's why you got to get your tickets up close and personal. So yeah. Then
I don't know if it's going to be.
You can hug us.
I don't think we have time to add the meet and greet, unfortunately. But we will try to do our best to do as many fan interactions as possible. And maybe we could do a good Q&A and then come down and take some pictures or something. But yeah, a full meet and greet, I don't think it's in the cards because people already bought tickets and there's no way to do it. And I don't know that we can call. Who should we blame on that on?
Well, the middle is completely sold out. So you can't get the middle section. But there's some tickets on the side, on both sides.
But also, I'll come into the audience as well. I'll sit in the audience. I don't care. The thing about these shows is if you've never been before, it's not like it's everyone thinks it's like a big concert, like we're like Backstreet Boys. It's not. It's like we're all hanging out in the same room, drinking cocktails, telling stories. The audience members are screaming things out. We're involving you guys. It's like I come into the audience and like sometimes spooky because sometimes it's a bathroom break sometimes. Remember when you left me on the stage by myself to go pee?
Yeah. I'm like, so I'm not going back.
It's like the girls' night out, GNO, and we just kiki and talk about all the things we show, and we show exclusive materials you've never seen before. Like, I'm going to share a photo, and there's Nicole, the photo I sent of you. I can't talk about it on here, but because I'll get yelled at, but the photo I sent of you from my coffee table, like, I'll post that, and we're going to show everyone that, and I can tell the story about all that, all over that.
Oh,
there,
yeah, so we're going to do, like, exclusive stories.
Yeah, it can't be recorded. I can't tell stories that we can't put on and have a record of it, like, of us talking on a
yes.
a podcast that has sponsors. It's like we can't be chancing it.
Yeah, it's going to be like a tell-all, but only for your ears, who's ever in that room and building.
And I'm doing a fun interaction. Me and Nicole are doing a fun interaction where we're like going through our favorite. Because we realize our text messages are such a fucking hot mess. Videos of all of us like over the years, like, you know, her voicemail like screaming in the middle of the night because she thought Sissy was missing, or like, you know, I like lost my wallet, or like all this wild shit.
I thought Sissy got stolen and murdered, and I was screaming.
And we send each other videos every time we're crying. We make a point of it to take a picture of ourselves and send it to each other. Ugly crying, no matter what, if something bad happens.
Oh, I love when we ugly
good.
Cry and do that.
So we're gonna share our ugly face crying videos and like all these things.
When Joey
so.
Goes to see mommy, like when Joey went to see mommy, and the doggy for the first time, I was like, please send me a picture of you crying.
Oh my god, I used Wiggles as a snot rag. I was like snotting all over him.
Oh my, I wish she took a video.
I did, and so I like, you know, so we're gonna get into that, all over that.
Yeah, so come to our live show. It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice to see all of you. We haven't been to this part of Massachusetts yet because
it's
we
not near
go to
Boston.
Boston.
Everyone thinks it's Boston. It's not. We tried to fly into Boston. It was like a 2-hour drive from there. It's more near Hartford, Connecticut. That's where we're. That's where we're looking to take the flights into or the trains into. But it's like, you know, there's a town around there, a spooky town. Everyone's telling me to go to. It's called Amherst, and it is.
Ooh.
It is. It's like all coastal, cute, like fall stuff. So go to Amherst. Everyone's going there.
Yeah, literally just make it a girls' trip.
And also October 3rd. Oh, it's also October 3rd is also Clueless. I mean, not Clueless. Mean Girls, October 3rd. And Taylor Swift is dropping her album that night. So we will listen. We'll do a listening party. No, we'll probably get sued if we broadcast her songs live. Do you know what I mean?
Why?
I don't think you're going to, like, play... I don't know, movies. I know you can't do it with movies. You can't, like, broadcast movies for an audience unless you get the rights to it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Well, I'm not trying to get sued here.
No. Well, FaceTime her. Maybe she'll be our special guest. It's keeping in the arena of cozy and...
90s?
No, and connecting with our guests and connecting with our listeners. Let's just do the voicemails right now because I want to hear what they have to say.
Oh, yes, queens.
And we're going to answer some questions from you guys. And this is what it's going to be like. It's going to be like you're going to just stand up and just ask us the questions. And then, you know, if you
Oh, can... yeah, because we do an advice portion. And that's like more like later in the show. So by the time like you're asking us questions, you're drunk, we're getting tipsy, and it's just like a hot mess.
Yeah, and then you can answer in real time, or if you have to like show us something, like, you know, I have a sex bruise. Like, let me see it, bitch. Okay, this one comes from Arizona.
Joey, I would love if you would share with us your recipes for your on the stove scents. I don't know what to call them. I guess I could Google that. But the delicious fall scents that you make up in the sachets on the stove, I wish you would share those recipes because I would like to make them. And I never actually thought about calling in, so I'm so excited that I did this. I love listening to you guys and listen every week. Thank you. Can't wait for Friday to hear my mama.
Okay, girl. Well,
get it, girl. Did she have a gummy?
I think she's high. She probably ate the sachet. She is asking about my simmer pots, and this is simmer pot season. I have to get it out of the storage unit. But a simmer pot is all the rage. It's too hot to put a simmer pot on right now because it's going to steam up the house. It does warm the house because it's like boiling steam like throughout your house, so it will warm the house. So I wouldn't do it until it gets chillier.
Wait, is this for the like the scent?
Yeah. Simmer pot recipe. What you're going to need is a pot. You don't need a fancy pot, but if you want it to look pretty on your stove, the Amazon, it's on my Amazon storefront. You can go to my link tree in my bio, and then you can get my Amazon storefront there. And all my simmer pot things are in there, so you can go there and buy them off the simmer pot things. I think it's in Kitchens or Faves, but you get a clear pot like this. It's glass, and it sits on the stove, and it's clear. And then what you do is you fill it with all the things. You want to get dried orange slices. They have them. They have them on my Amazon. You can use fresh orange slices. So you do orange slices. I do cloves. I do cinnamon sticks. I do star anise. I do nutmeg pods sometimes, and rosemary. And then
rosemary
to rosemary and Chris. Lemon slices you can do. Anything you want to make that smells like aroma like that. And then you put them in a pot of water, and then you just put it on low on the back of the thing and let it steam and simmer. And your house is going to be filled with a scent. It's all organic. It's non-toxic. It's fine for pets and kids. You're not going to breathe any toxins in. It's all natural, and it fucking makes your house warm and cozy, and it smells for days. Those warm scents stay in the air for days, and it's the best thing. I can't wait to start doing it. You can do it any time of the year, but then during Christmas time, I like to add other things in there. For Christmas time, I add in...
A Christmas tree?
Christmas tree stuff.
Raspberries?
Cranberries.
Cranberries.
Cranberries and the stems from your Christmas tree, so it smells like pine, like Christmas tree. And, you know, you just change them up. So you can really kind of do anything. But the classic one is going to be star anise, cloves, cinnamon, dried orange slices. That is my fall flavor, the fall over that. Yeah, so get that done. Next caller.
Hey, Messy Mamas. It's Kathy from West Virginia. I have, I think, two questions. Snooki, do you think that Joey can... survive being in the shore house while you guys were filming the whole time? And the second question would be, what is your favorite song? Like, what do you like to listen to? I know, Snooki, you like to listen to Selena. What else do you like to listen to? I personally like to listen to K-pop. It's by Jam. So, yeah. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, so you would definitely survive, absolutely. I feel like you would have a couple breakdowns, though, because it's so hot in there. You have to share things. And you would want people to just leave you alone for a little bit, so I think you would freak out at some points.
Yeah.
But, like, the partying aspect of it and, like, being entertaining, of course.
Yeah, I can handle
that. But, like, when you want a break and you're sweating and you just want to be alone, you would freak the fuck out.
They don't keep the air on there?
No, back in the day, no.
It was hot?
It was so hot.
There was no air conditioning?
There was, but it was because
of the microphones. Because the microphones, they wanted to keep the air on?
I don't know, but it wasn't that cool in the house.
Oh, fuck off.
And I was just always sweating and cranky.
Is that why you sat in the refrigerator when your ass was hurting?
Well, I burned my ass in the tanning booth.
Ooh. And what songs you're listening to right now, Spooky?
Selena's. So when I'm doing my walk with Rocky, I got new Apple headphones, and they're so freaking loud and good. So when I walk Rocky, I wear my headphones, and I'm listening to 90s radio.
Oh. So you got Apple headphones now?
Yeah, but I didn't get the pods. I got the actual headphones.
Yeah, I have those too.
Because my ears are so small, and I feel like when I put the pods in, it hurts my ears, and they don't stay. So I hate them. I hate putting things in my ears. So I wear the headphones.
This is not a paid advertisement, but Apple just updated all their iOS things to 26. Everyone's like, why is mine going from 18 to 26? It's because they're changing the program. This is real news. They're changing the program, so now all the updates will reflect the year they were updated anymore. So it's not you're moving from 2018. It's not from update 18. It's just the new update's going to be 26. Next year will be 27.
Do you work at Apple?
I do. I'm a representative.
Oh, nice.
I got the doing things. You can make all these fun things. Like, look at my screensaver. Like, you can have, like, do, like, big fonts like this. Look how big my phone is.
Oh.
And it's, like, glass. And then also, it has a new feature. Like, if, like, Nicole has a private number. Like, you can't even, like, even if she had to call, like, anything. She has got, like, I guess they have this special celebrity, like, thing that phone companies have I didn't know about. I was not invited to the program. But Nicole has a private number, so, like, she can't ever, like, you know, get hacked or all the stuff. She's got all the spyware on it. But if, like, someone calls me, like a bill collector or like a person that's not stored on my phone, you can put a feature on that has your digital assistant, an AI lady, will answer the phone and ask them what they're calling about, and then they'll tell me what they're calling about before I answer the phone. And then if I want to talk to them, I say yes. If I don't,
that's
want to talk
insane.
To them,
how do they know?
Because they say hi. Hi. How can I help you? I'm calling for Joey Camasso. Like, oh yes. What is this in reference to? They'll say
what,
and then it'll record it, and they'll let me hear. They'll type it out, and so I can read it, and I can send it to voicemail. Or I can block the number. I can
do
whatever.
Nuts.
Back to customer call-ins.
Hi Nicole. Hi Joey. My name is Kiara, and I'm from Long Island, New York. I am now single. I'm 31 years old, and I just wanted to get you guys' ideas. I don't have social media. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Instagram. I don't have Snapchat. I do have TikTok, but it's private, and I don't post anything. I just doom scroll on it, and I'm not quite ready to get back out on the dating scene yet, but being that I'm already in my 30s, I know I will want to at some point. And I just want to know, for someone who doesn't really go out, I am a doctor of physical therapy. I'm starting a residency. I'm trying to get myself set up in a very expensive world. How do I meet people? Dating sites are hard without social media. And when you don't go out, you don't really get to meet a lot of people. And when you do go out, you usually just get kind of creeped on, and not in a good way.
Okay. First of all,
bitch, you're smart and rich.
You answered your own question. You're a
what
doctor.
Do you need a man for?
Meet a hot doctor at work. Like, meet another guy in the field.
Yeah, or conventions. I know doctors always go to conventions and stuff.
Oh my God, yes.
Find your husband at a convention, and you guys have the same profession, and then you're rich and beautiful.
Yeah, or maybe a different profession. But yeah, the medical field is right there. I mean, even if you don't want to do the same exact job you're doing, that is fine. Maybe a patient. Maybe a sports guy that, like, got a physical therapist. A sports guy that got his leg hurt and playing the sports, and then you have to go fix his leg, and then he's sitting there like, oh, what are you doing tonight? There's no Szechuan spot around here. Do you want to get out of here?
It's like a Lifetime movie.
Yes. Maybe you're in town for a Christmas tree convention, or, you know, the Christmas tree farm is going under, and you have to raise money to save it. I mean, just doing regular things. You don't have to go out to bars and stuff like that, but you know,
yeah, I wouldn't go out to bars.
No, but like pumpkin picking, like you're going to like, you know, restaurants or like cool new experiences, dining experiences, whatever you normally do, just, you know,
go to the park.
And you also have to be open to it. I mean, if you're not, if you're not really ready for it, like you said, you seemed hesitant, like I'm not ready. I don't know if I'm ready for it. You have to give the energy off in yourself that you're ready to accept something into your life. So open yourself up literally and figuratively, Kiara. Just do you, girl, and like, just, you'll meet him.
Yeah, get it, girl. We're proud of you. You're killing it in life.
And if I ever break a hip, now my back will crack when I stand up. So I might have to come see Kiara. I'll blow your back out. Hold on. This is from Maddie.
Hey, mamas. I'm calling in. My name is Maddie. I'm from Massachusetts. I'm so sad that you're having your show the night before my wedding. It's 45 minutes from me, and I wish I could go in the worst way, but I think that I would probably drown out, so I will be there in spirit. I'm hoping you guys have another show in the New England area, and I just wanted to say I love you guys so much, and I listen every single week on my way to work.
Thank you. Congratulations on your nuptials. Just come to our house.
Yeah, why don't you just do your rehearsal dinner and then come over after?
Yeah, it's 45 minutes away. Just have one drink with us.
Or just cancel your wedding and move it.
And if you come, you can stand on the stage and we'll marry you.
Yeah, I mean, I am
ordained.
She's
an ordained minister.
We'll just do it at the show.
Well, congratulations, Maddie. Can we come to the wedding on Saturday? We have nothing to do that day.
Yeah.
We have to leave at a certain time, though. Okay, certainly not least.
Hey, squirrel friends. So I feel like I owe you an update. I had called a couple months ago saying that, you know, I really wasn't into my boyfriend anymore, but we have this trip coming up, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, went on the trip, broke up right afterwards. It wasn't fulfilling anymore. It wasn't what I needed, you know, and trying to have a conversation with him asking where the future is. And the response to me asking him where he sees us in the future is literally, I don't know, you tell me, tells me everything I need to know about our 3-year relationship. So your girl's single, going to Vegas in February. So, what should I do? Let me know.
Come to our live show and celebrate.
I'm so happy for her because you know what? She.
And yeah, can't wait for next season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Oh, she's still talking.
I can't wait to see Joey.
You cut her off.
Bye.
Sorry, girl. Well, I'm happy that she did that because you know what? That's a smart thing to do. She went on the trip. Before she called in, she wasn't sure if she should go or not because she felt like they were like not in a good place. And she's like, why am I going to go on this vacation? You know what? I said, the vacation's already paid for. Just go and do it. And that'll tell you
go
the
and
tale.
Figure it out.
It'll tell you right away if it's meant to be. Especially, you know, if you can't get along on vacation, you know, something's up. So I said to her, it's what a perfect place. So you have the vacation, you figured it out. And that's the adult thing too. Sometimes not everyone is meant for each other. And like, you know, you have to be able to accept it and move on. I'm glad you went. You got your vacation and you got clarity. And now Vegas, I mean, I don't think you're going to meet your husband in Vegas, but let yourself have fun. You know, go out with a mini skirt and no panties on and, you know, see what happens.
Have the best time, girl.
I'm proud of you. Okay, that concludes our call-in section. We do have text messages we can read a little bit later on. But let's jump into celeb ongoings, what's going on in the world. Did you catch Dancing with the Stars?
I did, and I literally cried hysterically. Everybody was so freaking good. Like, this year's casting and everyone dancing and put their all into it. Like, this is one of the best seasons they've ever had. And I cried watching Steve Irwin's son.
What's
his name, Rob? Rob?
Rob Irwin.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was literally hysterically crying. And Giovanna's like, why are you crying? I was just like, I'm so proud of him. Like, I didn't know he was going to be that good.
I didn't see. I only saw him and Alex Errol's show and Hilaria Baldwin. That's the only ones I saw, I think.
Everyone did amazing.
How did Topanga do?
Topanga did great. Everyone did good. And considering it was the first week, like, usually everyone's like, oh, you know, like, that wasn't that good, but I can see the potential there. Like, everybody brought it to where it's like, oh, they're good, and they're going to get better. So the season's going to be wild.
Did Steve Irwin's son come out with live animals, though? I wanted to see, like a chimpanzee or, like, a gorilla on the stage with him.
I feel like that's illegal now.
Or a lizard.
Yeah, I don't know if we could do that now.
I'm bringing Wiggles on the stage. I hope there's no one. I hope no one's allergic.
Yeah, but they doubled their viewership from last year. And the voting and everything, like, they're just killing it. So
remember,
my vote goes to, I think, Topanga and Robert this season.
Oh, well, what did you like about the season? Who's hosting this year? Remember 1 year it was only on, like, you could only get it like on demand. You had to pay for it.
With Tyra Banks.
And Tyra Banks worked there. That was a messy season. I didn't like that
Tyra
one.
Tyra Banks, love you, girl, but that was not for her.
Right. If you were on this season and you got to choose which type of dance, the cha-cha, the slut, whatever, it's, and you, what song would we pick, what would your redemption song and dance be with you and Sasha?
Well, I always wanted to try the Paso Doble. And we never got to it. Yeah, we never got to it. So I got voted off.
Is that how you say it?
I think I would have slayed that, by the way.
Is that how you say it?
Paso Doble, I think. Yeah.
What is a Paso Doble dance? Paso Doble dance.
The Paso Doble is a super dramatic and theatrical dance style that actually has
like
roots
the
in
dance.
Spanish culture. It's often danced in ballroom competitions, and it's basically meant to mimic the intensity and flair of a bullfight. So one dancer kind of takes on the role of the matador, and the other might represent the cape or the bull. It's all about big barb movements, strong posture, mm-hmm. and a lot of attitude.
I would kill that.
So if you picture a very dramatic kind of almost theatrical ballroom dance, that's the Paso Doble.
Thank you, Queen.
So mad that I didn't do that because it's like it's quick, like sharp movements. And I feel like me would cheer, like I would have killed it with that. And I just loved like the drama of it all. Like I would have been so dramatic. So I'm mad I never got that dance.
Paso Doble.
Yeah. So everyone watch Dancing with the Stars. It's every Tuesday, 8 p.m.
And watch Jersey Shore, the new season. Gina got a new hairdo. You can watch her.
We're
on.
We're not on right now.
Oh, never mind.
We come back in January. But the main thing that you guys need to know is you have to get your tickets for our show in a couple weeks at MGM Springfield.
Yeah, at Ticketmaster, Massachusetts. We'll see you there. Well, Spooky, this has been lovely. I always love seeing you. And Wiggles and I have to get to, we're going to go eat our feelings.
Amazing. I love you, bitches. We will see you next week.
Bye, girl.
It's happening.